Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. Shiva Baby. Perhaps one of the funniest independent films I've seen in a very long time, Shiva Baby is so incredibly awkward you can't help but identify with the characters. When Danielle attends a Jewish funeral service with her family, she's already tasked with having to hide her decidedly different personality and ideals in a difficult setting. But when her sugar daddy and ex-girlfriend both so happen to be there, she finds herself in a cruel, hilarious situation. The performances are all top-notch, and Rachel Sennett, who was also in The Incredible Bodies Bodies Bodies, gives an amazing, understated turn. Danny DeFerrari, Polly Draper, Molly Gordon, and fabulous veteran actors Glynis Bell and Fred Melamed make a great ensemble. It's an achingly funny, poignant film you'll adore, even if it does drag a bit. 3.5, 5 stars. Let Him Go. One of the unjustly ignored films of the pandemic, Let Him Go is a splendid character drama blended with thrilling elements. It follows a retired sheriff and his wife, who set on a journey to find their grandson. The two have just lost their son, and genuinely yearn for a connection to the young child. Writer-director Thomas Bazucha, who made wonderful films Big Eden and The Family Stone, moves into darker territory with this one, and it suits him. Kevin Costner and Diane Lane command the screen, but watch for smaller, formidable performances from Leslie Manville and Jeffrey Donovan as well. It's a moody, atmospheric flick I can't recommend enough. 4/5 stars. Senior. There's something both heartbreaking and supremely uplifting about this endearing Netflix documentary. Director Chris Smith follows two incredible film titans as they reconnect on a familial level. Father-son pairing of Robert Downey Sr. and famous son Robert Downey Jr. talk about life, love, and their relationship through the years. The former was an anti-establishment director who constantly went his own way, the latter is the highest-paid actor in Hollywood. What do they have in common, and how do they reconcile their differences? At first glance, it's all about Senior's career, but soon becomes something much more intimate. I really loved this documentary, and it gave me so much insight into these two men. 4.5, 5 stars. In the Heights, available Saturday. My absolute favorite movie of 2021, In the Heights is the kind of bombastic musical that only comes along once a decade. Based on Lin-Manuel Miranda's incredible Broadway show, it follows Usnavi, a New York bodega owner who dreams and hustles to try to make a better life. Director John M. Chu's film is chock full of incredible music, wonderful choreography, and a beating, full heart. Anthony Ramos, Leslie Grace, Melissa Barrera, Corey Hawkins, Olga Merides, Jimmy Schmitz and more make up a perfect cast. I adore this film start to finish, and I re-watch it often. I'm so happy to see it hit the streamer. 4. 5/5. All Quiet on the Western Front. Yes, I know I just recommended this one a few months ago. But given it nabbed 9 Oscar nominations, and was largely ignored up until this point, I figured it was worth another shout-out. Now a 2023 nominee for Best Picture, Best Adapted Screenplay, and a slew of other accolades, this remake cannot be ignored. It follows a young German soldier's experiences on the front line of World War I, and it's an intense, difficult journey. Director Edward Berger makes a film that is unflinching in its portrayal of war, and Netflix has a true winner on its hands. 4.5, 5 stars.